They surrounded Imam Hussein's camp with one goal in mind: to destroy them and the message of Islam along with them. They blocked their access to the river, preventing the warriors, women, and the children of Imam Hussein's camp from having any water for 3 days in the burning heat of Karbala. The brother of Imam Hussein, Al-Abbas, could not bear to see the children weeping for water. He rode gallantly in an attempt to get water from the Euphrates. Imam Hussein's child was a mere 5 months old. He held up the child and said to the self-proclaimed Muslims, "Your quarrel is with me, but what crime has this child committed?" The baby's lips were dry. His tongue had become like clay. But they quenched his thirst with an arrow. The Imam told his companions, "They want me. You are free to go." They responded that they would never leave their Imam. One by one, the brave companions of Imam Hussein, although outnumbered, fought against those who claimed to be Muslims. They fought against the tyrants and fell until Imam Hussein was alone upon the battlefield of Karbala. Fought like lions. They fought like men of God.